Vayter in Shana Smira at Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin, picking up at the very top of the page, we were discussing whether or not the eulogy is for the live or for the dead. And now we're going to take a look, maybe it's for the dead. Tashma, Nivzabain of Nimas. The pasuk says, he who is degraded in his own eyes and repulsive. Zeh Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shegeir Atzmos Aviv Almita Shalchavon. This is talking about Chizkiyo Melech, who was the king of Yehuda, and what did he do? He dragged the bones of his dead father, who was Achaz, on the bed of ropes, and he was disgracing him. Rashi says, Derech Bizayun, Ebrei Shaya Aviv Rasha, who Bizeu Le'inyan Kol, Kidei Le'in Kol, in front of everyone, the eyes of all, Kidei, Sheyisyasu Acherim, V'lichvod Atzmo, Lochash. He did it in order other people should get Musa from this, and he didn't care about his own honor. He didn't worry about his father's honor. It says, Anasi, in your midst, someone who behaves like you. Nivza be'einav hu atzmo nisbaze, v'nivzafri atzmo, shalochash lechvodo b'mkom kiddush Hashem. V'yamat kavod sha'osin l'meis einu shalo, el shalchayim. If you want to say suffers for the one who's alive, then my time of it, achi, l'me b'yiz is l'chayim. Why would you disgrace the chayim? Must be done for the dead. Says Gemara, v'yom b'shem yakar d'chaye, my time, why would he do it? If the Gemara, k'yichi did have it like kapar l'avua. He did it so it should be a kapar for his father. Says Gemara, b'shem kapar d'avua, mashu le'likra b'yisrael. Because of the kapar for his father, they're going to go ahead and put aside the honor of the entire Jewish people of doing that to a former king. The people of Bnei Yisrael themselves will forgo it for Chizkiyah. Says Gemara, Tashima, let's try again another raya that it's done for the dead. Tashima, Amar Lahan. This is talking about Yehuda Nasi. Before he died, he says to his kids that when you take me to where I'm going to be buried, Al tispeduni bayaros, don't be massing me in the small cities. Rashi says, don't worry, they're going to let them come to the big ones. V'amar diyakar dechaye, if you want to say, is given for the honor of those alive. My nafka libine, what nafka mina is where he gets eulogized. It says Gemara, kasavar lisyakre b'nei Yisrael tfei. If you do the Nasi, was having in mind that if he got in front of big crowds, then it would be more honor through him to B'nai Yisrael. Tashima, let's do it again. There's been for the honor for the dead people. Halinu lichvodo, that if we saw the Mishnah, if you leave him over at night in order for his own, for lichvodo, for his honor, lahavilo aron v'tachrich, in order to bring the casket or burial shrouds, then in over Allah, there's honor, there's no issur being over by not burying him right away, leave him overnight. My love, lechvodo shameis, is talking about for the honor of the dead person. It says, no, lechvodo shalchai. It's talking about the honor of the live person. Mishum quote shalchai mevisle lemeis. And because of the honor of the living, we're going to leave this dead body overnight. Everything we're in. Kiyam rachman lo selin niflas al eitz. What does it mean when it says, don't leave his nevel on the eitz? That means, dumi the taloi. That's talking about in a way that it's hanging. The is bizarin. That itself is a bizarin. Aval hach over here, which is not buried yet. Kivlos bizarin. There's a bizarin low, then there's not a problem. Tashima, let's try again. Halim lechvodo, if someone leaves it overnight for his honor, lishameya alav ayaros, to gather all, you know, people from the cities that they should come to his funeral. The lahavi lo mekononos, you want to bring mekononos, these are women that would cry for the dead people. Come on, we saw moed katan. Lahavi lo aron v'tachrichen, to bring him an aron v'tachrichen, and over a love as though Isser being over, and shekola osa eno ele lechvodo shel meis. All this is for the honor of the mace. Oh, so you see over here that these things is honoring the dead person directly, so this is showing that a yulj also is for the dead. And for the Gemara, hachi kamar. Kola osa lechvodo shel chai, whatever is done for the honor of the one who is alive, ain bo bizayon lemeis, is not considered a bizayon for the mace. Tashima, right, and that's the honor of the chai over here. Says the Gemara, Tashima, let's try again. I mean, that's an omer. Simon yafa lemeis, you know what's a good sign for the dead? Shenefarmi min alachar misa, that is that he's getting kapara, you know, it's pare, they're paying him back. After he dies, mace shalom nispad v'lenikbar, if he wasn't eulogized, or if he wasn't buried, right, because, you know, for his chashuv status, oshachai garot, or an animal dragged him, a wild animal, oshay gishamim mizalfan mitasa, or rains on his mita, This is a good sign for the mace. So we see over here that, learn from this, that this is for the dead. It's all for the honor of the dead. Shema Amina, and the Gemara ends with that. So we see these things are for the honor of the deceased. Lo yukavrin. Now the next part of the Mishnah, we said lo yukavrin sobe kivras avasav. He wouldn't bury him in the kever with his family. Rather, they would bury, they had this particular plots until the body was done, and then they would go and they move it. V'chol kach lama. Like, well, what's going on over here? Why can't he be buried by his family? The Gemara, if he ain't covering Russia, it's a tzaddik. You don't bring a Russia and bury Russia next to a tzaddik. The Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, minayin she ain't covering Russia, it's a tzaddik. What do we know? You don't do that. Shemar Pasuk says, v'yim kovrim ish. It happened they were burying a man. V'hine ra'u es ha'gidud. And they saw the enemies, v'yishlichu es ha'ish bekever Elisha. And they threw the man into the grave of Elisha. When he touched the bones of Elisha, he came back to life and he got up on his feet. And this shows that Hashem doesn't want Rishayim, like this person, who's being buried, to be next to the righteous people. Says Rashi, Vosa Nikbar Navi Asheker Haya, Hayahu Navi Asheshiv Es Edo Lecho Velishtos Babayas, I'm sorry, Besel Venenosh Edo. Unbelievable story that this guy, who was a Rasha, had chias amesim mamish because he was buried next to Elisha, and you don't put a Rasha next to a tzaddik. That's why with these people, when they die from these misos, they're buried not there. Amalei Rav Papa. Maybe this person came back to life because to uphold, to be Mekayim, that which Elisha said to Elio, let a double portion of your spirit rest upon me. And part of it was that he had the ability to go ahead to do Tchiyas HaMesim to twice as many people as Elio and Avi did. Because Elio hechiyas HaMes, v'hayelo l'Elisha l'achiyo shnei mesim, v'lo heche ela b'noshel shunabes. He only did Tchiyas HaMesim to one, so therefore this is Mekayim that. Amalei yachiv, that's really true. Hainu detanya. This is what it means. Hainu detanya. That which it says in the Brisa, that it says, al raglav amadu beso lo halach, the man whose body touched Elisha, he stood at his feet, but he didn't go return back to his home. In other words, like he lived only long enough to get away from the Rashi. Says, "V'im shum birchasa d'liyahu who heichem ikiyom esbachi." How would this be done like this, right? Why did he die just a little bit later? Must be not like we think. Ella, it goes according to the first thing we said, just to have him not buried by a tzaddik. When it says that pasuk, there should be a double portion. Where do we find that Elisha did to a second person? Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Sharipet Saras Naaman." The fact that he was Naaman at Saras, he was the head of Aram, and he got Saras, and Elisha healed him, and he ended up not doing avodah zara. It was only worship Hashem afterwards. In fact, that he gave him out. V'hi shkula kames, that's considered like dead, having teras. D'chsiv al nasi kames, don't let her not be like a mace. This is Aaron speaking about Miriam when she got teras. So we see that, right in Parzvalosra, that indeed he was mekayim, it was mekuyim that he was able to do chiyas amesim twice, and one was in this particular area. Says the Gemara. Ukeshem, and just like she'ain kovrim Russia etzel tzaddik, kachin kovrim Russia chamor etzel Russia kal. So you don't do like an intense Russia next to a less intense Russia. So somebody gets stoned or burned is different than somebody gets beheaded or strangled. Veliski and Abri Kavos, why don't we make four different ones of them? Why do we double up? Right? Why do we have to put the two of them together? Shnei Kavos, Gemar Gemila, that is a halacha Moshe Misina. Amar Ula, Amar of Yochanan, Achal Chelev, Hifrish Karban. Let's say somebody had a Chelev. Chelev is Aser. You're not allowed to eat Chelev. That is the fats of an animal that are not kosher. And a person that is obviously did a Bishoge. You didn't realize what was going on. Then he set aside a Chatas and a Karban Chatas. Vehemir Daso. And then he becomes a mummer. He goes off the derech, v'chazer, but then he comes back on the derech. What do we do? Hol v'nidche yidche. Once he gets knocked off, it's knocked off. Rashi says, hol v'nidche ha-karbon, k'shehemir dasa, when he went off the derech, de'ein mekablin karbon min a mummer. We don't get mekablin karbonos from them. K'ditanya. Like we learn in Shechut HaSchulin, that if you have a person who's off the derech, then it's gone skis. So to here also, it's once it's knocked out, it's knocked out. It's my nami. I'm Rav Yirmiya. I'm Rav Yochan. Achal chelev hifrish carbon. If someone ate chelev and he set aside a carbon, vinishtate, and then the person loses their mind v'chaz vinishtate, and he gets better. Whole vinichichum is knocked off. It is knocked off. We need to teach both of these. We just said the first case of a person goes off the derech. He did it on purpose. It happened on its own. It's like a person who is sleeping that doesn't get knocked off. We just said the case of a person loses his mind. Because he's not able to bring himself back. I guess a person can come back. I would say that wouldn't, it would get knocked off. We have to teach both cases. Let's say if you have kachim and they are in a ir hanidachas, says Rashi be ir hanidachas in the sofim im shlala. So you have these kachim. How do you deal with it? We know you burn everything there, but here they don't get burnt. Kachim is beach imusu. If it's kachim is beach, they have to die. You have to let them go in and die on their own. Kutzah b'de kabayis, you podu v'der for b'de kabayis, and you're poda them. Hashem's kashar b'de kabayis. For podu some yochlam shari lo nesu d'lav didu havu. Wasn't that those peoples, and therefore you could be podet. The havina ba, and then we asked about that, amayimusu. Why should it be that the animals that get muktash should end up dying? Kivin the iktol, once the owners have been killed, you know, those people that were part of the Erni Dachas, they get killed. Havilu Kapara, this is a Kapara for them, and therefore they shouldn't be considered like Rishayim anymore. Veliska Legavo, and then go and bring him up as a carbon. But we said it doesn't work like that. La Mishun Darminun Hol Venitchu Yitruzin, because we say once it gets knocked off, and therefore it gets knocked off. Rashi says, Di Mishum Zevach Rishayim, HaKirvan Deiktul Isleu Kapara, once they were killed, it's a Kapara. So therefore it must be, that's Pshat. Abai says, "Mi savert meis mitoch risho havi lekapara." Do you think that a person who dies while he's in his rishos, that's considered a kapara through his death? Nope. Meis mitoch risho lo havi lekapara. It's not considered a kapara for him. The Tani Rav Shemaya, taught. Yachol afilu pershov esof midarchit zibor. You would have thought even when they go off the derech, Rashi says yachol pershu avivim shel kohen. A kohen's not allowed to become tummy mace, but he's allowed to become tummy mace for the zayin krovim. Let's say his father and mother die. So you would have thought that a man whose father, a kohen, his father and mother dies, even though they became a mummer, that he's able to go ahead and to deal with them. Therefore, yachol afilu pershov esof midarchit zibor yitma tamalomer be'amav. The pasuk says lanefesh lo yitma be'amav kiyin l'sheiro. It's got to be part of your people. That means when he's behaving like you as well, when these people are on the derech and doing the right things. So we see even after somebody dies, they're still considered a rasha. The kapara doesn't come just because the person ends up dying. Amarle Rava. Rava says back, Mikam Adamis Neherog Mitoch Risho. Lameis Mitoch Risho. Are you comparing a case of somebody who was killed because of rishos to one who just died during the rishos? Meis b'tach rishos, somebody dies during his rishos, kevin dechi orche kemaisa lo havya le kapara. So since he died just naturally, that's not considered a kapara. Therefore, the coin can't become tarim for him. Nerik b'tach rishos, but he was killed because of that, the kevin dechi lavki orche mais havya le kapara, since that wasn't the normal way, that is considered like a kapara for him. Says Gemara, tell you that you should know, dechsev, it says in the pasuk, you should know this is actually true, because we have the pasuk at the bottom, it says, Mizmor le'asaf, elukim bo goyim b'nachal asecha, a song to asaf Hashem, the nations have entered your heritage. Timuus heichal kochecha, they defiled the sanctuary of your holiness. Nastus nivlas avadecha meichal le'of ha-shamayim, they have given the corpse of your servants as food for the birds of the sky. B'sar chistecha l'chaisa arts, the flesh of your devout ones, to the beasts of the earth. May avadecha, may chazdecha, what does it mean when it says the words, your servants and your devout ones? Lav chasidecha chasidecha mamish means that these are really great people. In avadecha anach nebechai v'dinu d'meyikara. And we say your servants, it means people that were originally guilty because they did something wrong. V'kev v'deiktel karilu avdecha, avadecha but. Once they were killed, and now they're called avadecha because they get a kapara. And yeah, and that's how you understand it. So what do you see? We see that when a person is a Rosh and he dies by being killed, that he does get a kapar for this. Amalei Abaye said, back, Sister Rava, Mikom Adames, beep, turn the page. From Simon Beis, Haruge Malchus, Haruge Beisin. Are you comparing Haruge Malchus, someone who's killed by the government, to those who are killed by Beisin? That Tehillim over there, we're talking about they were killed by this nation, this Goyim that were coming in. But when it comes to the Nidachas, they were killed through the din. So Bai is saying that these two cases, you can't compare one to the next. Back in the Gemara, Haruge Malchus, Kevin Shalom Bidin, Komekatli, they weren't killed in the right, you know, properly because it was just Haruge Malchus, Havilu Kapara. They're killed in a way which is not okay, which is Shalom Kadin, Havilu Kapara, Haruge Bezdin. Kevin the Bedin come make the laces with done Bedin, Lavi Lu Kapara. It's not considered a Kapara. So he's saying that the people of Adir and Irachas who were killed, you know, properly, they don't get a Kapara because of it. And therefore, they're considered Rishayim even after they die, which therefore that's why their animals have to be left to die. And they're going to arrive from Yochanan of this Dichoy thing. Taylor, you should know that this is true. The Talmud looked in the Mishnah, and our Mishnah, Lo Yakov Moso, Bikvarus of a self, Kivus of a self, don't bury him by the kever of his fathers. Visaka that the Chim and the Ikhtal Havi the Kapara, if you think that once he is killed, it's Kapara, Likru, let them be buried by their own people. Miso Kfura Binan. And for the Gemara back, no. Misa, death, Ukvura, and burial are necessary in order for them to get a Kapara. It says Rashi, Im Nikru Michaperis, Misosan Alean. If they're buried, then the death is atoned for them. It's because once they were doche, they were doche. Once they're knocked off, they're knocked off. Says the Gemara, really? You need death and burial in order to get a kapara? Most of Adabar Ava, lo you misablim. The relatives do not avail, sell only, and they just grieve. Shana Nina sell balev. He's like that care of the ikbar. If you want to say once they're buried, have you look at considered kapara, then lablu, they should also do full on availus. It's the kapara, you also have to have that the body decomposes in order to be completely kapara. If that didn't happen, then you don't do avelus. The economy can also learn it from infer it because the Ketanya it says nisakal abasar melakdes hatzabas akodes amim koman shmami na must be that only once that happens is it considered kapara. Okay, now there's another answer. Why is it that they don't mourn? Rav Ashamer avelus meimusakam mischelus. When does avelus, the 7-day thing, start? Mistima sagolel. From the time that they close the casket, and you close it off. Yeah. Kapara mimisayak avya, when's kapara? Bikachazu tsara de kivaporta. When the body experiences a little bit of the pain of the grave, where it starts to decompose. Yeah. So if that's the case, you can't start at the normal time because it's not yet to be mourned. Hilkachol v'idchu, and then we say once it was pushed off, the mourning period, then yidchu gets pushed off entirely, and then there's no mourning even after the fact. Says Rashi, hol v'nidchu, shalom nir l'sabel. B'shas haschol esavel, yidchu af l'achar mikana, gets knocked off even after the fact. So even later, you don't go ahead and start the mourning. It says the Gemara, yachi lama li iko basar. If that's true, then why do we wait for Eko Basar for it to decompose before transferring it? He gets a kapar ready to move him right away. We shouldn't do Efshar because it's not able to be done. Right? The body, when it's already like in that state, it's too much to handle. You can't deal with it. It just stings too much. That's just little. We shouldn't do Nick for Kreis. It's just disgusting. You have to wait till it becomes bones and then you move it over. Okay. Let's talk about graves some more. Kivri derav navishakti mine afra leishasa basyoma. People take the part, you know, dirt from the grave of Rav in order to cure a fever, somebody had a fever, Rashi says, Biyom Rishon Shala, famous rapper Mosaf, and they used that dirt. Also, Amulei L'Shmuel, they came and they told Shmuel that people were doing this. Rashi says, Mishum Demes, V'chol Hanach, Hanikver Bo Isuri, Hananinu, the Gamar Sham Sham, Me'egla Ruf, the Galman. Isn't this also to do? Amulehu, Ya'u Savdilun. He said, no, it's okay what they're doing. Like, they thought it's a problem because, you know, it's all the stuff becomes aser behana of the mace. But he says, no, it's okay, because karka olam hu. The earth is, you know, the soil is karka, but karka olam in an aseris, the dirt doesn't become aser. That's what the pasuk says, v'yashlich is afara al kever b'nei am, and the pasuk in Malachim, and he threw its ash on the greaves of the common people. This is talking about after he burnt an asherah, which obviously is aser. So what did he do? He threw it on the greaves of the people. Makish kever b'nei am lavodas kochavim. And he did a hekesh of the graves of regular people to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah kochav mechor lo mitzvah. Just like Avodah Zarah, something's attached to the ground, doesn't become aser. Rashi says the karka, d'chsev Eloheihem al haharim, v'lo haharim Eloheihem. Right? So too, ma Avodah Zarah kochav mechor lo mitzvah. D'chsev is the pasuk says, Asher atem yorshim osam el Eloheihem alahar marabim. Right, it says destroy all the places that you're driving away worshipped, that you are driving away worshipped their gods on the high mountains on the hills, alahar Eloheihem, which means that their gods on the mountain, v'lohar Eloheihem, but not their gods that are the mountain. Right, so the ground itself or anything that's attached to it can become us, or even if it's a Avodah Zarah, Salchinami. Here also, things that are with the grave, b'mechubar l'mitzvah, things that are mechubar, are not going to be us, and therefore they can heal themselves with this dirt. Frek the Gemara, is that really true? Meisive. We have a Brayis that says, a chotzev kever l'av, if someone digs a grave for his father who passes away, but then he goes, he decides to bury him somewhere else. Harizelo yikaver bo'olam, his son may never be buried in the grave that he left empty over there, which seems to say that the isser of this burial stuff is even on the earth and of the, you know, the dirt itself. Rashi says, lo yikaver bo habet olam, they give him the husman l'mis, neser b'chol anah, becomes also any sort of anah. So we're now, chaman eskinan b'kever binyan. That's talking about a kever, it's a binyan, that it's built up, not from the ground, but something which is some sort of structure. Toshima says the Gemara, let's bring a raya that even something that's attached to the ground is going to be aser. Kever chadash mutar b'hana'a. A new grave is going to be mutar b'hana'a. What it means is that it was dug for someone that will die, but it wasn't used, you know, for any particular dead body yet. And there's nothing putting over there for it's what to the guy. No. Hatil bo nefel aseba na. But if they put a nefel over there, it means a baby that died. And, you know, then what happens is go ahead, you can't get enough from it. So you see that even the dirt itself is aser. So it's where we're no, achanami kever binyan. That's where the kever binyan, something which is built up as opposed to in the ground itself. Tal Shema, let's try again. News of the Omer Shalos Kavarosin. One can say that there are three graves that each have different dinim. She says, chalukim b'lchoseim, different laws. Kever ha-nimsa, kever ha-dua, and kever mazik is a rabbim. Kever ha-nimsa is a grave that was found on somebody's rishos. She says, go to chadash, v'yodea bala sada, shalot siva me'olam l'kover sham, b'gzelenik v'sham. Someone like came into his area, and they went out and they buried someone over there. There's no rishos of doing such a thing. That was stealing. Kever ha-dua, one that was already known. In other words, it was done with the owner's consent, Rashi says, "Nikvar sham midas balasada," and kever amazik is a rabbi. The damage rabbi says, "Shakover b'makom hiluch rabim umetamin ba'olo," and then it's going to be tamei ba'olo. It's studied in the main area over there, and people go by it to become tamei. Okay, now kever nimsa mutar lefanoso. Well, that's found. You can be mefane. Rashi says, "Shalokanis makomo." The guy stole it. It's not his stuff. Pineu, if he empties it out, makomotar. The stuff remains. Tahor, Rashi says, Shalfa Pisha goes to Tuba, Ala Kavaros, even though there's Tuba and Kavaros, Shalfa Pisha Nitha Misham, Lo Gozu Alzeh, Lo Gozu Eri, Rava, No, Nami Motor, Ralph Gav the Sur Do Rai, Sahu De In Torah Skever Alof. It's going to be totally fine, not Asura, Motor Ba, No. Kever Yadua, if you knew about it, you give it off, so you're not going to go and dig it up. Pino, if you did it, Tama Komatar, it means Tami Vasa, and that's Ba, No. Kever Amazak is a rabbi, it's damaging the people, Motor Lefanos, you can empty it out. Pino, if you empty it out, Makomatar, it's Tar, Vasa Ba, No, but it's also get enough from that grave. Right, so we're speaking about Isser against getting Anah from certain empty graves, which seems to show that the earth of the grave itself becomes Aser. So it's going to Hanami Kever Binyan. That's also talking about a Kever Binyan. Says Gemara, Kever Nimsa Butalafan. Also, out of a Kever Nimsa, you find your property. Someone just came along and they buried someone over there. You're going to be allowed to go and empty it out. The only Mase Mitzvah, maybe it's a Mase Mitzvah, Mase Mitzvah Kona Makoma, a Mase Mitzvah that does Kona its place. Rashi says, Mitanayim. Who Shehisna Yoshua is one of the things Yoshua set up when they came in Teretz Yisrael above a common to pay off that the Mesa still cover its place. Shani Mitzvah, the call is like, no, that is a call. Everyone's going to know about it. Says Gemara Itmar. So we spoke about whether this grave is going to be usher because it's be used for the burial. What about the following idea? Itmar Oreg Beged Lames. If someone they sow. They make a beged for a dead body. That's just la'achas shemayis after a person died, but he didn't yet put it on it. Abaye Amar Aser says that the burial should become Aser. Can't be used for anything other than that dead body. Rav Amar Mutter says, no, it's a Mutter. It's not yet Aser. Abaye Amar Aser, hazmana milsi, because being mazman something is already considered something big. Rashi, I mean, the Mesosh does bring, we saw this in Brachos, and Megillah, Menachos, we didn't see yet, but in Brachos, that means if a particular place or mazman, I think it's talking about the bathrooms over there, that stuff takes on a significance, therefore it becomes usher. Rav Amar Mutter, no, Azmona is not an issue. Azmona love milsei. He says, not considered. My time in the Baye, what's the reason for Abaye? He says it is. Gomer Sham Sham Egla Arufa. He learns the Gzir Shava of Sham Sham from Egla Arufa. Says Rashi that Miriam Ksiv, Vatamas Sham Miriam, Miriam died, Vatikivar Sham, Vatazar Ksiv, Asher Avdu Sham Hagoyim. It says by Miriam that, and also by the Egla Rufa. My Egla Rufa is one of Mitzvah, just like Egla Rufa, just designated, answers it from anything else. Hainami was one of Mitzvah, so it's going to be awesome. Rava Gomer Sham Sham Avodas Kochavim. Rava learns it out from Avodah Zara, and he says, Ma Avodas Kochavim, Azmona Lumitzvah, being Mazmah doesn't answer it. Avacham Azmona Lumitzvah, here too, so that Azmona is not going to answer it. For Rava, my time, Elo Gomer Megla Rufa, why is learning it from Egla Rufa? Amalacha, he would say back to you, beep, turn the page. Mem Ches Amud Aleph. He would say that Mishamshin, Mishamshin, Gamrina. We should learn out Exer Shava of Mishamshin accessories, burial shrouds, and Mishamshin, those are the keel that used for the Rodazara. Lafuk Angularufa is coming to the school, Nagarufa, the Higufa Gedusha, Agufa itself becomes consecrated. Vabai my time a logam Roskacham, why is learning from Roskacham? Amlachai would say, Midi the Orche Gamrina. We'll learn out something that's normal with the Yid, from so it's normal with the Yid. Right? Normal, like by Egla Rufa, that's not the norm to be involved with the Vodazar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.